The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, they took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory for your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. He went out, not knowing where he was to go. Abraham is the symbol of what it is to be faithful to the Lord. Abraham obeyed the Lord. The Lord said, "Go," and he went. He did not know what would happen or how God would fulfill his promises, but he trusted in the Lord. So it was that there came forth from one man, himself as good as dead, descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sands on the seashore. That story must have been heard by every faithful Jew throughout time. They knew of their patriarchs, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and they knew all the twists and the turns that took place in order that God would fulfill his covenant which was forever. God in the beginning created the heavens and the earth and said that they were good. God in the beginning created human beings in his own divine image and likeness and said they were good. Male and female, he created them and saw that they were good. Go fruitful, be fruitful, and multiply. And he saw that all was good. From the very beginning, God has created marriage between a man and a woman to be fruitful and to multiply. Abraham and Sarah were waiting for their inheritance. God had given them land. He had shown them their place. He was their God. They were his people. He was faithful. And Abraham believed that he would have a descendant. And in this story, he says, how am I going to have descendants? Will it be through my servants? Will it be from people around me who serve me and they are not really my descendants? God says no. Sarah will bear a child. And Sarah laughed. Isaac is the word for laughter. God gave proof of his faithfulness. And when it came time that Abraham had the son Isaac, in one of the most horrific stories of the Old Testament, he is called by God to make a sacrifice of everything that was precious to him, his own son, to offer him up. And he went with Isaac, and they walked up the mountain of the Lord to make the sacrifice. But before he could actually perform the sacrifice of his son, God sent his angel and said, "We will have a substitute." And that's what the story of the presentation of the Lord in the temple is about. Before the firstborn son is sacrificed, in Judaism, they were permitted to offer a ram or a goat, or if they were poor, two turtle doves or two young pigeons. Small things, but symbolic of the willingness of the faithful people to adhere to the law of the Lord, as the Lord had asked. Simeon, a devout man in Judaism, a priest, saw the Christ child being brought to the temple, and he recognized him as Messiah. He says, "Let your servant go in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory for your people Israel." Many in Israel understood that the promise of God's salvation was not limited to Judaism, but that Judaism was to be the light to the Gentiles, that they were to go out and be a light shining in the darkness. John the Baptist pointed to this when he said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." When the Gentiles came, the Magi, the kings as we call them, when they came, they were the Gentiles recognizing in a star that something had happened in the West. They went west from their eastern place, and they saw Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. We are called as the Gentiles to even go further. We are called as the Gentiles to go out and tell the world the good news that Jesus Christ is born today, that he is the incarnate Word of God, that he is the salvation for sinners, that he is the one who is the way and the truth and the life. We are called to be lights to all around us, to be good examples, to follow in the footsteps of Jesus, who says, "Take up your cross daily and follow me." We are celebrating at this time of the year the incarnation of the Word made flesh. We are celebrating the birthday of Jesus. I have said to several people, now we're on our seventh day of Christmas, and it's like that movie. What was that movie called that it kept repeating over and over?
Groundhog.
There you go. Groundhog Day. I feel like I'm in not exactly Groundhog Day, but birthday mode. Christmas Day. Every day is Christmas Day. And we've been celebrating so much that some of us are going to get fat. I know about me. But anyway, just keep rejoicing in the Lord. We have several more days of our feast to go. 7 days. We still have five more? Is it 8, 9, 10, 11? Yeah, five. Five more. So rejoice at this time of the year. The Lord is giving us the opportunity to enter into that inheritance for which Abraham longed. We long for a heavenly inheritance. We long to be saved. We know we can't get there by ourselves. The Lord gives us graces each and every day of our lives to grow in wisdom as the child grew, favored by God, and he grew strong. Jesus had to develop, and he developed in a household with Mary and Joseph, and he is the salvation of the world. He is the light that has come. May all of us have a blessed Christmas and a happy New Year.